Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is Sunday, August 16th, for listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Patty Humphrey. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, political analyst, community activist, and now podcaster Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Kim.
And speaking of Kim, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor from the Batchelor Davis Group, author, speaker, and also podcast host. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Henrietta. Congratulations on your new show. I'm so excited for you. Good morning, Christy and team.
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking about that this morning, too. And hopefully, devotional leader and prophetess Christy Laster will be joining us from Greater Pentecostal Temple, and I know she's preparing for this morning's service. First, let me just, we're going to cover weather ahead of the news. We're going to just kind of flip because we're facing some noisy weather this morning here in Detroit. I want to cover some notes that, before I do that, Evangelist Christy Laster joins us. The Sunday morning team. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, team.
We are all here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great. Okay, I want to start off with some notes. You know, our Relani's Boutique, our longtime sponsor for the last few years, sent me a note. And I was sad to get this. It says, greetings and blessings to you for the past 24 years. It has been a great joy to provide quality fashions and service to all of our loyal customers. Due to the very uncertain times created by COVID-19, it is with great sadness, laced with joy, that I have been led to close Relani's Boutique. So, effective immediately, we will begin liquidating all inventory, including store supplies, decorations, and fixtures. Everything in the store must go. Right now, 40 to 60% off everything. They're open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 6. And I would suggest you might want to go sooner rather than later. They're also open on Saturdays from 11 to 4. It's located at 22080 West 10 Mile Road at Losser in Southfield. You're welcome to make an appointment if you want. Here's Veronica's number, 248-827-4442. Again, Relani's Boutique, the number is 248-827-4442. Don't forget, mask is required, but it's 40 to 60% off everything. And she says they hope to close the doors for good in September. But, you know, guys, Stein Mart, that discount retailer, discount fashion outlet, they also filed for bankruptcy this past week. And they started selling up to 60%, 30 to 60% off immediately. So they have some sales. So it's a rough economic environment out here right now, really, really rough. So don't forget, Relani's Boutique, they're going out of business sale has already started. And Relani's Boutique is at Losser and 10 Mile Road in Southfield. Okay, another note, Regina, the queen of car loans, you know, she moved to a new dealership. She can put you in a brand new car at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford. Make your dream a reality. That's right behind Summit Mall. If you've got good credit, bruised credit, bad credit, no problem at all, Regina, the queen of car loans, can get you in your new Chevrolet. That number is 248-431-2955. Again, Regina, the queen of car loans, 248-431-2955. And, hey, this summer it's a good time to get the prices are great for new and used cars. You know, they need to sell more cars, so the buyer is in the driver's seat this summer. The news and weather is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. I call Optimal IT Solutions whenever I have to repair my laptop or desktop. They do it for less, and he can come to your place of business. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. That's 248-796-2429. The Timing and Conference and Banquet Center is ready to host your event. Some hotels are booked right now through the rest of the year, so you know it's time to book your events. Whether it's an anniversary, a workshop, conference, reunion, political event, any occasion, let us make your event affordable and memorable. So rental space is available. They have a huge commercial kitchen. They can hold three major events at one time. Gated, safe parking. It's right on the Detroit-Dearborn border. I've been over there for some of their events. And if you need help with the details, they can provide all that too. You know, so you don't have to go around to all these different places trying to put the pieces of your event together. Because if you need a limousine, if you need microphones, a DJ, a caterer, event planner, photographer, decorations, invitations, and much more, just call and ask them for a price on that. Here's the number for the Tyerman Conference and Banquet Center. It's on Tyerman, 313-588-0432, 313-588-0432. All right, when we come back, we're going to go right to weather when we come back. And then our interesting news stories for the day. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 Mile just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about it. All right, thanks for putting up with me this morning. Although, Henrietta, you probably will wake up anyway because it's been so loud with the thunderstorms. What's the weather like today and this week besides, well, we know what today is like already.
Oh, yeah, today we woke up to beautiful thunder and rain this morning. And today is going to be an 80% chance of this happening all day with a high of 79 degrees. Tomorrow will be sunny with a 10% chance of rain and a high of 81 degrees. Tuesday, we have another 10% chance of showers, but sunny and 77 degrees. Wednesday, 20% chance of showers and sunny with a high of 81 degrees. And Thursday, we have also 10% chance of showers, but sunny and a high of 84 degrees. So we're going to have some good weather all week.
Yes, and so we've had some very severe thunderstorm cells pass through this area, and they've been very loud, and some of the rain has been pretty heavy too. But you know, mm-hmm. this is it's good. We need the rain. We need the water. So, and I love
we
the rain.
We need the calmness.
That's
right. I love thunder and rain. I love it. We need the calmness.
Yeah. It has a different feeling. Sometimes I just like to go mm-hmm. outside, you know, if it's not raining too hard, mm-hmm. I just like to go out there. It's really nice when it rains. All right.
And remember, it's liquid sunshine.
That's
and remember,
right.
it's liquid sunshine.
There it is.
All
I like
liquid
that.
Sunshine. Got it.
Got it. All right. I hope you guys have some interesting stories to add to this morning. But in the news, a ship that has leaked tons of oil off the coast of Mauritius has split apart. It's in the Indian Ocean. Authorities said Saturday at around 4:30 p.m. yesterday, a major detachment of the vessel's forward section was observed. The National Crisis Committee said in a statement, the Japanese-owned ship, the MV Wakashio, ran aground at Point Diezny in late July and began leaking tons of oil into a pristine Indian Ocean lagoon last week. The massive cleanup operation involving thousands of local volunteers has been underway. I did a little background on this Indian Ocean nation. 3,800 tons of fuel oil and 200 tons of diesel oil has been leaking into the Indian Ocean. And this Indian Ocean island, it's known for its beaches and reefs and lagoons. They have some mountains, a national park with rainforest. And it used to be owned by France. And it's an island country, but this oil leak is going to be devastating to the people, the animals, and the land, and their economy going forward. Man, I tell you, that's terrible. You know, I grew up on an island, and I know how much something like that can have an impact, especially on a small nation island like that. A homeless man in Florida allegedly stole up to $1,200 of merchandise and food while living in the luxury suite of Tampa Bay Soccer Stadium for over 2 weeks. Daniel Naja, 39 years old, was arrested early this week when an employee of Al Lang Stadium found blankets in a luxury suite. The stadium is home to the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Naja stole up to $1,000 of merchandise from the team's store, as well as $200 worth of food items, according to the St. Petersburg police. He got into the merchandise store and was wearing a team merchandise. He made himself quite a home there. Using surveillance footage, police determined that Naja had been living in the luxury suite since July 26. He was arrested on charges of third-degree felony burglary and a first-degree misdemeanor of resisting an officer without violence, and his bond is currently set at $5,150, according to jail records. The annual classic family event, the Woodward Dream Cruise, was canceled this summer due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, an illegal mega cruise, Make America Great Again cruise, sprouted in its place. Some people were not happy that this canceled family event turned into a political show, polarizing the community for the Trump-Pence campaign. This stunt, with backing by the Oakland County Republican Party, shows that the Trump-Pence campaign is so desperate for large campaign events that they would just hijack a canceled event. Cities along the Woodward Corridor should act more aggressively in preventing these types of illegal public gatherings. Okay, Sunday morning team, what else you got for me here?
Well, this is Christy. I'll go first. Because while I don't necessarily have an interesting story, these are just some thoughts that came to my mind this morning as Henrietta was talking about the weather and the liquid sunshine. And when we think in terms of our personal lives, people that we affiliate with, our family, our friends, and the experiences that many have been having as it relates to COVID-19, as it relates to cancer, diabetes, heart disease, all of these different diseases that plague our land, it feels like rain. And as I was driving today, it was raining so bad I could barely see. And so sometimes we have these storms that come into our lives and we can't see up the road. We can't see where that sunshine is coming through. But I just want to encourage everybody on the team and then everyone that is listening that the sunshine is going to come through. Right now, like Henrietta said, it's just liquid sunshine. But that sunshine is going to come through and the rainbow will come, just as in the Bible, when the rainbow came to remind the people that I won't destroy the land. It's the same. Our lives won't be destroyed based on what we may be experiencing, but the rainbow is coming and sunshine is coming.
Amen.
And
let me
to that.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Amen. I want to thank you for that. And Kim was the one who mentioned the liquid sunshine, so I want to make sure I throw that back at her. And it was such a beautiful
statement.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. It is okay. We have our voices almost very similar. I detected that. But it is just absolutely everything you just said. You know, when it comes down to our lives and it comes down to the things that we have been and are still experiencing, there's one thing for sure. There is a creator of Almighty God that's going to take us to where we need to be. And I feel that if the world, and I use the word world very honestly, if the world can grab hold to God's mighty hand, I really feel that a lot of things will change. But unfortunately, because we have a split here on this earth, we have those that believe and we have those that don't. We have those that follow the Almighty God and we have those that don't. So until we find that common ground where everybody is latching onto God's mighty hand,
there are going to be storms, and we're going to have these storms. And then, as you said, at the end of these storms, those who know God will find that, will get that rainbow.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for that. Those words this morning, Evangelist. I'm just here smiling at how powerful they are, and yes, they're reaching us here at home, and they're reaching those who are listening this morning. Very, very well said. Henrietta Ivy, I tell you, you know, I tuned in. I've watched all of the shows here. I've tuned in and watched some of the repeats for Kimberly's show. I've watched Latoya's show. And last night I got a chance to jump on Henrietta's new show, her new podcast. That was great last night. And especially the last half hour when we started talking about this MAGA cruise on Woodward and some of the races, the 10th district race with Brenda Hill. That was fun, Henrietta.
Thank you, Michael. You know, it was actually, this time around, I felt no stress. I really felt in my heart, and I prayed and I meditated hours before, although I had my three granddaughters here with me driving me up the wall. I tell you, those three little girls have energy of three little boys, and that's six. So they took me through a ringer for these 2 days. They were with me. I loved every moment of it. But in spite of having, you know, the energy to chase them around, at the same time I was sitting at my dining room table preparing for my show last night because I really wanted it to go off well. It went off very well. It went off better than I expected. I was waiting for the technical difficulties to happen, and God said, no, not today. And I remember a couple of words that you and Kim gave me prior to that. And you both said to me that there's a reason why the first show didn't take place, because God had a bigger plan. And absolutely that happened, because I was able to put together a better show, and I was able to have a panel that brought information. So it was really, really exciting. I enjoyed it. I got some really good reviews and feedbacks after we hung up. People were inboxing me and sending their love and claps and hearts, and they're looking, you know, for the next show. And I am excited about where this team is going as a collective. Like all of us on this call tonight, we are on a bigger journey than we could ever expect. And I'm feeling this in my spirit. Like, this is really going to put us in a position where we'll be so informational and so needed and getting the community back to where, at least beginning to get the community back on its feet. I think everybody on this call have that spiritual inclinedness that when we speak, people listen, and that is a great start. And this podcast just gave me that needed, spot to get things going in the direction they need to go. So I thank you, Michael, for joining us last night. And if Kim, you didn't get a chance to hear it, it's on my Facebook page, and I want everyone just listen to it. It's really good information, and it was fun doing it. I had a ball. I really had a ball. I'm preparing for the next one as we speak.
You know, and
great.
The talent
I will be
runs
tuning in
deep.
Later today.
Okay.
Yes, and the talent runs deep here on Sunday mornings. Evangelist Christie, you. You know, I've watched your shows on YouTube, too, with Greater Pentecostal. So tell us a little bit more about that, and how long have you been doing that, and how often do you do those recordings? Because you do yours, those videos on YouTube.
So honestly, COVID-19 has really pushed us to broaden our horizon in terms of social media and then a YouTube presence. We talked about it before, but much like the show that Henrietta has created, even though, you know, this is the church, it's about getting a message out there to the people. It's about getting information out to the people that they can use. And so our information just happens to be the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so COVID-19 has pushed us to start that YouTube channel. So what we do is, after every morning worship, our technical team goes in and uploads our videos to YouTube. So for those that have missed the service, or maybe you're a social media church helper, you have the opportunity to check it out a little bit later after it has already aired.
Yes, and you look so comfortable, and you look like a professional newscaster when you do that. You it seems like it's very easy to do. Of course, you along with your brother sometimes, and your dad, and you know what I like about it? There, you know sometimes when you do go and click onto some church stuff, you think, oh my God, it's going to be 2 hours long. It's amazing. You make them easy to watch. They're not long, and actually sometimes you click on there and you're like, oh, it's over already? That's good, because if people want more, you know, they're not expecting it. They're not expecting it to be concise to the point. So I think you did a great job on those videos.
Thank you so much. You know what? I was just thinking how people's lives are so busy, and you would think that COVID-19 has, like, just slowed us all the way down, and it has
not everybody.
Degree, but people have found things to do. They've tapped into their creative energies, and they're doing a lot of different things. So I think it's important that we are conscious of individuals' time, and so that's something that we've worked on over the years to reduce the time frame so that people can receive what they need, make it impactful, and then they can go on to apply it throughout their day and throughout their week. So it's no more business as usual. Before we spend time in church, I don't know if any of you grew up the same way. You know, we'd get there in the morning for Sunday school, Christian education. We have morning worship, afternoon service.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I did. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm a PK preacher's kid, and I had to go every day, every meeting.
So
early.
In order to be relevant, to be relevant, you have to change your strategy. So that's why I appreciate the conversation that you just had about last night's blog, because we need to make sure that we're relevant. You were looking for a word to say, Henrietta, and that's the word that came to my mind, just being relevant and bringing people what they need, an in-time message, in-time information, tools that they can use and apply, because it takes all of us collectively to come together and then in our individual spaces to do the work to get our community to where we want it to be.
Absolutely. In a couple minutes, I did want to bring up the vice presidential selection just a second. But I want to say last night, this weekend is Castec's 40th reunion for 1980, class of 1980. And, you know, there were some chat rooms set up. I think it was a very good turnout last night, and it's the whole weekend. There are rooms set up for the whole weekend. The average size room last night were about 30. We had a couple of main sessions with almost about 90 people in each. It was a very well-attended event. Even Zoom administrators said that they don't have a template for handling events like this Castec reunion. It was very well attended. I had a great time, and I just want to give a shout out to Castec class of 1980 and the virtual reunion. But we're going to have a real reunion next year, or at least when things start opening back up. All right. Minister Randall Smith is going to be joining us a little bit later. He's moving forward with the release of his single. We're going to be talking to him in a few minutes. But Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what do you think about Kamala Harris and the selection as VP by Joe Biden, Uncle Joe?
So thank you, Christy and Henrietta, for that conversation that we had. It was needed. As missionary would say, let's hear a word from the Lord. I have a scripture for us.
That's right. That's right.
Proverbs 4. Verse 7, and I'm reading from the Common English Bible. It says, "The beginning of wisdom, get wisdom. get understanding before anything else. I use that scripture because I am very excited that Kamala Harris has been chosen as VP. What I was disheartened by is all the talk about whether or not she's black. Is she black enough? She has locked up more, has locked up every black person ever, is sort of the tone that I've heard. What has she done in the community? There's lots of great programs that she started in the community. Other people saying that they didn't appreciate it because Joe Biden is the architect of the crime bill. That is actually incorrect. He is not the architect of the crime bill. He's one of the contributors. He was not the originator. And when we look back at that time of when the crime bill was actually put forth, there was unanimous support from everyone, including every
the left and the right, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a bipartisan bill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joe was on one side, and Republicans were on the other side. Mm-hmm. So, again, when people say he's the architect, that would mean that he is the sole creator. He's the mm-hmm. only person. And that is not correct. It was bipartisan support, and all black legislators, including Maxine Waters, loved and supported that bill. And the reason why was because drugs were in
mm-hmm.
overdrive
mm-hmm.
in our community. Now,
mm-hmm.
we have the benefit of hindsight, and we can look back 20, 30 years and say, you know what, we made a mistake. The point that scripture always says, get understanding before anything else. And we have
That's
to have
right.
understanding of a situation. Yeah. And I'm going to say this, and Christy may laugh at me. Jesus came to save our souls because eternity is a long time. But it is up to us to save our communities. There is no other Martin coming. There is no other Malcolm. Barack Obama was a great president, but he was not put there to save the black community. It is up to the black community to save itself.
Mm,
we must be accountable. We must mm-hmm. be accountable to ourselves. And so
mm-hmm.
this whole conversation around the vice president is troubling because it puts us in a dangerous position because this some of the talk that I'm hearing where people are saying they're not going to vote for her, they don't like her because of these sort of artificial reasons,
yeah,
you're going to end up allowing Trump to be back in.
Yeah, and questioning
exactly.
whether she's an American or not. You know, I mean, it's
exactly.
nice to hear. It's nice to hear the story. She's got an Indian, you know, her parents have an
ancestry.
Indian and Jamaican background.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it such a big deal with the conservatives and the right wing and
mm-hmm.
all the other hate groups, why do they want to know whether she's what ethnicity, you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
so what? She's an American. And
exactly.
You know, you can celebrate your background and all that, but she's an American. And
exactly.
you know, to go back now and do this racist Bertha thing,
mm-hmm.
which, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's really not much, you know, they threw the kitchen sink at Harris, and
mm-hmm.
there's not much there that's sticking. I mean, normal times she would be their candidate.
Exactly.
To be honest.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. She would.
You know, what bothers me, what really, really bothers me, and last night, Michael, I threw that question out there, Harris Biden ticket, because I was like, I did a piece on the run, the race for the White House. And I have made it known that I was not in favor of the Harris choice, not based upon her race or anything like that. It was just I was also in that mindset of what her record was as a prosecutor and attorney general and how many black men and women suffer from those bills. But I was enlightened last night and my heart became a little more softened towards this ticket because I had to look at it from a political standpoint and look for as what other choices do we have right now other than getting out what we have in there now and working with what we have coming forward. So what I'm hearing from the black community, what I'm seeing in all the memes and all this talk about she's not black and she's white and she's this, in my mind, I'm like, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that determines whether she's black enough or is she, you know, what her ethnicity is. I don't care.
Yeah, I think we call them
haters.
Is
her and Biden going to get, yeah, if her and Biden together can get the work done in every community in the United States and started moving toward change and bringing better policies and resources in these struggling communities, I'm all for that. And if she is
absolutely
going to be the ticket to get it done, then let's get the work done. What I find troubling is with black people is we are very quick to judge on skin color in the way a person
yes
looks. And what I
oh,
found
that's
is
right
a lot of African American women have been on that bandwagon of she's not black. She look at her nose, look at her hair. She's
oh,
black. And I'm
forget,
like, you know what?
She's married we to need to a white husband. We forgot that
yes
part.
Yes.
Yeah,
her
and then
they
talk about her.
So
but how
that,
many black women in the community are dating other races themselves? So my thing is,
exactly,
I don't care who you lay up with. If that person you lay up with or land next to is going to help get change started, if they have the power and the resources to bring honest change to every community in the United States, let's get the work done. I don't care about your personal life unless it's going to affect the community. That's the only time I become concerned. If it's not
well,
what you do behind your door and who you marry to, I don't care. Are you guys working toward, if you're in those positions to work toward change, are you doing that to help people also move and work toward change? That's
well,
all I'm
I like
concerned
the
about
choice. I like
yeah
the choice. I think it's a winning combination. I think most Americans are happy with it. Most African Americans are happy with it. I just want November to hurry up and get here so
yeah
we can change this country
we
and
get
move
started
it forward and put all
yeah
this Trump stuff behind us. I tell
yeah
you,
speaking of Trump, let me throw this out. You know, I was on my news feed this morning, and he has he's in position or in the process of stopping mail sorting machines. He's trying to take those out
yeah
of the mail rooms now. So my thing is, if you're going to remove these machines that quickly count and distribute mail, why are you removing them? What's the purpose in that? So now you're going to have people trying to manually count and stuff. Something's going to be missed. Those machines were put there to make the process faster and more efficient. So
exactly
now you want to remove that because you're trying to hold on to this seat. It is so much
exactly
evil, dirty tactics going on right now that I just wish
very
the black
desperate
community per se would just come
yeah
together as a collective and let's come together on this and get this out of there because it's going to affect us. It's not going to it's going to affect America, period. But black communities
absolutely
and poor communities of any color is going to be hit the hardest by its actions and tactics, like literally.
That's
yep
right.
So a couple things that were said that really stood out to me really, really quickly. It really stood out to me initially what Kim said and all that get an understanding. And I just really wish as a community that we would really research, learn, and understand before we make that judgment call.
Yeah.
That would be so important in every aspect of our lives, whether it's the presidential election, whether it's on the job, whether it's sitting with a girlfriend and she tells you something about someone and you run with it before having a full understanding. And then to one of the points that Henrietta made, it's really about capability. Is she capable of doing the job? Can she help to bring about the change that we desperately need? And that's what we need to really look at. And then you said, what's the alternative?
Right.
When you think of what
right
the alternative
yeah
is,
yeah,
it should really get the mind engaged and get the mind going and say, I really have to figure this out. And no vote is a vote for the other candidate.
The other party.
That you may not
that's
want
right.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Wow. What intelligent conversation. I'm trying to keep up with you guys. Oh, my goodness. I got to start being here. I need to start getting up and eating breakfast and getting coffee before I get on. Way ahead of me. Wow. Look. All right. Look, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Minister Randall Smith about the new single You Are Everything. They're trying to turn up the volume on that and move that forward. We're going to be talking to him in a few minutes. I do have a few notes to share with you, and in the interest of time, I'm going to cut back on them a little bit. But I do want to say that, you know, my company, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, of course, I do radio advertising, business consulting, and offer alternative business lending. But this summer, I added Ameriplan health plans, too. These are monthly affordable plans starting at $19.95 a month. I joined in. I know, Henrietta, you did. And it covers dental care, vision, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, and telemedicine. How important and safe that's turning out to be, telemedicine. This is something that we thought of as a luxury prior to COVID. Now it's a necessity. You need to talk to a doctor over the phone. You can't rush to the hospital every time something goes wrong. You can call and talk to a doctor. And the plans start at $19.95. So if you're interested in that, give me a call, 248-516-8300. Franklin Wright Settlements is still operating and functioning even during COVID. Kimberly and I are on the board of directors for Franklin Wright. Some of the programs have, like summer enrichment program, the after-school enrichment, the annual college tour. You know, a lot of this stuff is virtual now. I just told you about CASTEC's virtual 40th reunion. So a lot of that stuff is virtual now. They've got senior outreach services, of course, the food pantry. So they're still doing that. You just pull up and they load it into your car. So President and CEO Monique Marks encourages you to either donate or, if you need to, enroll in these programs, call 313-579-1000, 579-1000. And American Standard Roofing, this is Michigan's most trusted roofer, and now it's really important. You got the rains coming. You want to make sure that your roof is 100% secured. Call Gail. Let her know that you heard it on the Michael Van Tool Show or with missionary Hattie Humphrey. American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. The number is 248-350-2323. I want to thank Kyle's and Kyle's, the place where the common man can expect quality, plumbing, home improvement, water heater repairs, drywall, countertops, everything over at Kyle's and Kyle's, 313-417-0064. Thank you also to Johnny Hawkins. He would not be here if it wasn't for the law firm of the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. He is an award-winning national attorney specializing in personal injury. Here's the number, 248-567-9990. When we come back, we are going to be talking with Minister Randall Smith and his song, You Are Everything. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, we're back.
Thank you for listening across the country.
And right here in Metro Detroit. Minister Randall Smith is on the line with us. Minister Smith, you're here with the Sunday morning team, Henrietta, Kim, Prophetess Christy. We're all here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to a wonderful team. Good morning.
Good morning.
Minister Smith, you've been working on this project. Tell us where it's at now and what are the plans going forward. You know, we've featured you and the song before. We're going to play a little excerpt this morning, but tell us where you are in this project to get this important song out.
It's first of all, I want to give a shout out to the KGII management team, who's Brother Ken Gannaway, who's the man behind the scenes. Then I want to send a shout out to a young lady by the name of Cynthia Pickens. She's a great friend of mine. She supports, and she's also part of the part of the management, part of the pushing of this song. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on some of the major outlets. And I need you all there. We'll pray that people's lives will be blessed by it. There's many more, there's much more music to come. But this was special to me. My late father, he heard it, and it just made me feel some kind of way because he's not here to see his youngest son be blessed. And so this is what I'm trying to do. And then I'm opening doors for other people as well. Brother Van Tool, I really appreciate you, man, and blessings upon your company, everything that you do.
Thank you, sir.
I believe God is going to touch it. He's going to manifest because of the man that you are and then those great anointed women that work with you. Wow.
Amen. Yeah.
You all are some of the best. I'm glad I met you all. You all are great.
Well, thank you, Minister Smith. And yes, I agree with you. It's a great Sunday morning team, and I love you guys, and I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you're here on the Michael Van Tool Show and that you're working with me and Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Minister Smith, you know Missionary Humphrey. You've known her for many years.
Let us not forget the great, the sweet Mama Hattie Humphrey. Mom, if you're listening, I love you, and I'll be glad to see you soon.
Yes. Minister Randall Smith, how has God played a role in you getting moving this forward? How has your faith affected by this project?
It has been tried because, as you know, I talk with you quite often. I went in for a surgery. The doctor had put some mesh in me, and it was bad. And I talked to a legal authority, and they said so many people have died from that mesh. And I think I told Sister Henrietta, I said, "Sis, I'm in trouble. I don't know what to do." And she said, "Pray." And I couldn't pray because I was like, "Wow, I'm in this hospital." Then the doctor had the nerve to come in and tell me, "I just want to let you know, you stay as long as you want, but there's more COVID patients here." Really? You're going to tell me that right now? And I couldn't even run. So every time I hear the song, I get emotional because I was playing it on my phone, and then it's like I was uplifted and said, "Get up, man, you got work to do." And so there we are.
Well, you know, as most of us all know, when you're working on something and it's important and it's going to make a difference, it seems like there's always some sort of some drawback, some pushback, and sometimes it tests our faith. But but you got to just keep fighting, because when you get this opposition, you know you're on the right track, and you just have to.
And it's going to be a major blessing.
You
sure.
Know.
It's going to be a major blessing.
And we're going to just listen to a little bit of it.
You are everything. You are everything. You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You
know, I just decided to just let that play because it was so inspirational.
Wow.
That was just fantastic.
Yeah.
What a blessing, man! That the melody.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yes.
Yes, beautiful.
You're all right, Minister Smith. that was really nice. That was really easy to listen to. Very, very easy to listen to.
We're working on some other music too, and it's when I get back, we're gonna officially finish it. I'm excited, I tell you. I have a song that I wrote for my father, and you know, I always talk to you. I said, I'm not gonna talk about it because I get emotional. My dad could sing as well.
We understand that song brought out some emotion in us today. For me. It really did. I had to, you know, I was going to kind of turn it down and keep talking, but then, you know, I God just led me to just go ahead and let us be blessed by that. Did you write the words to that?
Yeah, I wrote all that. The Lord gave me that. I was
amazing.
In my mom and dad's home on Warwick Street. I don't know if y'all know where Warwick and Joy Road is.
Yeah,
I went downstairs to put some clothes in the dryer, and a lady that by the name of Rita Nichols had prayed for me, and the Lord gave me that song just as simple. You are everything. Wrote the song to that. One of my friends, his name is Noel. He was like, man, I was over here crying. I said, why? He said, do you know what you got? I said, no. Then I just completed one since I've been here. He's able. And, I mean, God's given me song after song. So, listen, I'm on the road.
God's given you a talent. He's given you talent to write and sing.
Yes.
And
yes.
Don't let the enemy try to stop you, slow you down, turn you around. Keep fighting. Keep on that mission. You've got something here.
Yeah.
You've got something here.
Thank you.
What a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm on my way back shortly, and so I need to speak with you. I really want to get in touch with the whole team. It's something in my heart I want to do, and I need you great. I know you are women of God, or some, especially the prophetess, Lassiter. I need you all. I'm asking you all to. Pray with me, and it's something I need to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're with you, and we're always here, and this is not the first time you've been on with us. You're almost becoming a regular now, and
I'm planning on being a part of the team.
Yes. You know what? You're honorary part of the Sunday morning team. How about that, guys?
I appreciate that.
Can we do that?
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. That is amazing.
Sounds good. I'm with that. Beautiful.
Great.
I love you all
Thank
so much. You
Thank
are my
you.
Family. Love you.
Same Great. Here. Same here.
Same here. We love you as well.
Minister Randall Smith.
That'll be good.
You know, yeah, Sunday morning team, what a way to end the morning. That was so refreshing. We've had some
Absolutely.
Uplifting words,
yeah.
this, you know, and that's what it's all about. Listen to me or missionary. I want them, when you know, the time that we're on, by the time we get off, that something that we said prompts them to do better or live a better life. Something. I don't know.
That's
you know,
right.
We don't know the impact on every show. I didn't know this show was going to go this way this morning. In each way, all of you have contributed and said something, I think, that God wanted you to say. We don't know who listens to this program. You know, we don't, you know, Kimberly, you don't know who listens to your show. You really don't. You don't know who's watching.
You don't.
No,
really don't.
You don't know who's watching your Facebook page or your podcast. Kristen, you don't know who's watching you on YouTube. You don't know who's listening to your, you know, your services. So you do, you have to be mindful of that, that, you know, some people are at their lowest point when they hear your voice, when they hear words from you. And something that you said could uplift them and save them from where they're going. Wow. I feel really good this morning, and I thank God. I thank God for you guys. I thank God for giving us an alternative to reach people now, that we can still reach people with this technology. You know, all technology is not bad, and we have to reach people and to be a help, and what a blessing. Thank you all. Sunday morning team, I feel inspired this morning by what you all have said by Minister Randall Smith. I'm gonna go off listening to this music again. This is so
cool. It's beautiful.
God bless you all. Thank you for jumping on the line here this morning and for being a part of this program. Thank you guys. Love you all.
Love you all too.
You're more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You are everything. Oh, yeah. You are all that I need. You